2 Samuel chapter 18. I remember as if it were yesterday, when I was just about to receive a diagnosis that could have been fatal. The first thing that came to mind was the urgency to analyze my relationships with my family, with my brothers and friends. I wanted to find out if I had offended someone and to use whatever time I thought I had left over to live to reconcile with whom I may have offended, so that I could leave this world in peace. The last scene in this chapter shows us the inconsolable sadness of a father whose own commander-in-chief executed his son. For several years, David had Absalom at the door of his house and did not receive it. He was probably overwhelmed in his consciousness of all the opportunities he had to avoid this disastrous outcome. But now it was too late. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 tells us that everything has its time. Several contrasts are mentioned telling us that there is time for both. Sowing and harvesting, being born and dying, crying and laughing. But nowhere are we told that there is a time not to forgive. It's always time to forgive. Neither father nor son humbled himself to ask for forgiveness or to grant it. There is healing in reconciliation. If today was the last day of your life, who would go on in peace? Is God telling you in your heart to make a phone call, visit someone? Should you write a letter? Just do it. And don't forget to settle your accounts with God. Your debt has already been paid by Jesus Christ. You just have to acknowledge yourself as a sinner and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be a scarlet, that shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.